This is Fresh Air. Today, HBO presents a new comedy-drama series about a subject that's been dramatized many, many times already, the scandal known as Watergate. This new treatment is called White House Plumbers, and its biggest star is Woody Harrelson as Watergate co-conspirator E. Howard Hunt. Our TV critic David Bean Cooley has this review.
The new five-part HBO series White House Plumbers, about the men behind the Watergate break-in, begins just like the movie All the President's Men. The time is the early 1970s. The place, the Watergate Hotel and Office Complex in Washington, D.C., where some mysterious men are trying to gain illegal entry to the Democratic election headquarters there. But all of a sudden, as if in some alternate dimensional timeline, the familiar details stop being familiar. The would-be burglars can't even pick the door lock. And a superimposed message explains the confusing difference to viewers. It reads, "There were four Watergate break-in attempts. This was attempt number two." Right away, you know this new White House Plumbers series is in great hands. Specifically, it's in the hands of writers and creators Alex Gregory and Peter Hajk. The director of multiple episodes is another Veep veteran, David Mandel, who also directed episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And the many executive producers include Frank Rich, who's also an executive producer on Succession. So this group knows how to tell a story in unexpected ways and to find humor even in the more serious situations. After starting with that less familiar Watergate break-in, White House Plumbers flashes back even further to the moment when the Plumbers were formed, then takes it forward from there through the various break-ins and to the Watergate hearings and a bit beyond. The principals in this particular telling are E. Howard Hunt, played by Woody Harrelson, and G. Gordon Liddy, played by Justin Theroux. These two larger-than-life schemers were at the heart of the Plumbers, a clandestine group created by the White House to investigate such press leaks as the Pentagon Papers, government documents that had been slipped to the New York Times and other newspapers by military analyst Daniel Ellsberg. They called themselves the Plumbers because, well, plumbers locate and stop leaks. But that wasn't the group's original name, as we learn when Hunt, played by Harrelson, is called into the executive office building by Bud Krog, played by Rich Sommer, who's out to recruit Hunt for some risky business.
President feels there's been too much heel-dragging on these leaks. Heel-dragging and pussyfooting.
There's one thing I detest more than heel-dragging. It's pussyfooting. Son of a bitch steals 7,000 pages of top-secret documents, gives it to the damn press. High treason. I told Coulson I think Ellsberg should be tarred and feathered and hanged.
Well, then you and the president are of the same mind. Hence, SIU, Special Intelligence Unit.
Oh, look, right. But I don't mean to step on any toes here, but Special Intelligence makes it sound like we're mentally handicapped.
That had not occurred to me.
Hunt gets the job and the budget, and Lydia's a partner. And they set out to, among other things, bug the Democratic National Committee headquarters. It's not quite a Mission Impossible, but in the hands of this crew, it takes several tries, and even then, after the listening devices are planted, there are problems. In this scene, White House counsel John Dean, played by Donal Gleason, ushers Hunt, Liddy, and their colleagues into his office for a briefing.
We have here the fruits of your magnificent labors.
Those the transcripts?
Indeed they are. Shall we dive in? Page one, phone conversation, Tuesday, June 6, 2:13 p.m. Secretary, I told him I wanted it curly but long, like Maria Schneider. Voice, I told you to go to my guy. Secretary, instead, he chops it all off, and now I look like Shelley Winters. Voice, Shelley Winters? Secretary, Shelley Winters.
Sorry to interrupt, John. Is that the bug from O'Brien's secretary?
Correct.
Why don't we jump ahead to the bug on O'Brien's phone? Get to the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. We'll skip this. Yes. this one is inoperative.
No.
What about the bug and the smoke detector in O'Brien's office?
Excellent question.
Yeah, this one is actually my favorite one.
Okay.
Where is it? Oh, yes. Here we go. Also inoperative.
Oh.
What?
Sorry, inoperative.
Inoperative.
The opposite of operative.
It did not operate. The only working microphone that you and your team planted is the one on the phone of the secretary who now looks like Shelley Winters.
The dialogue is this rich throughout White House Plumbers, and so are the performances and characters. Harrelson is wonderful, exploding like Ralph Cramden one minute, simmering like Macbeth the next. And the supporting cast is a very deep bench, serving up unexpected treasures every episode. There's Kathleen Turner as lobbyist Dita Beard, and Lena Headey from Game of Thrones as Hunt's wife, Dorothy, and Gary Cole as FBI executive Mark Felt, who, though he's not identified as such here, in real life was the infamous deep throat of all the president's men, and lots, lots more. Parts of White House Plumbers are laugh-out-loud outrageous, but other parts do make you feel for some of these people. And, of course, compare that scandal to more contemporary ones. It's definitely worth seeing and savoring. All the President's Men is one of my favorite movies of all time. And White House Plumbers is good enough to be shown as a very long all-Watergate double feature.
David Biancooley is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new series White House Plumbers, now on HBO. On tomorrow's show, actor James Marsden. He plays a self-absorbed, satirical version of himself in the new show Jury Duty. Marsden is also in the TV series Westworld and Dead to Me, and in the movies Enchanted, 27 Dresses, and The Notebook. I hope you can join us. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Adam Staniszewski. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.